Listening, Unit 7, page 42b.
You will hear some information about a famous explorer. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space.
The most famous undersea explorer of the past 100 years is probably Robert Ballard. That's B-A-L-L-A-R-D. He is best known for his historic discovery of the RMS Titanic, which sank to the bottom of the sea in 1912. Over his career, Dr. Ballard has completed over 120 deep-sea journeys and continues to add improvements to exploring with new technologies and ideas. As a child, he lived by the ocean in San Diego and was always interested in sports such as football and basketball, and he also liked outdoor activities like fishing. However, he was most interested in anything under the sea. He says that his first childhood hero was Captain Nemo with his submarine, the Nautilus, in the book 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne. He had experienced his first opportunity to follow his dreams by the time he was a teenager. He went on his first of many challenging underwater expeditions one summer when he was still at school. During one of those expeditions, he met Dr. Robert Norris, who invited him to come to the University of California, Santa Barbara, where Ballard then got his degree in geology and chemistry. Nowadays, Ballard is still an explorer and often spends his time planning his next expedition. He also enjoys working on the results of the last ones and travels a lot, either exploring or raising money to pay for his work. His favourite place on Earth is Bora Bora in French Polynesia. And what advice does he now give any young explorers? It's simple. Follow your dreams and don't give up.